So I just want to touch on this because this is sort of a different area we haven't really looked at before, but something I think it's really important to consider. You know, we talk about women, that there are many treatment options for women, and we've found through my study that there's a sort of a clash, a convergence between active treatment and the end-of-life phase, making it difficult for healthcare professionals and women to plan end-of-life or place of care or place of death, or even acknowledge and work towards end-of-life. The end-of-life phase appears to be very chaotic, and quite a few women dying in hospital within days of admission. Really due to things like neutropenic sepsis or uncontrolled pain, uncontrolled symptoms, or just generally, you know, a sort of a disintegration of the coping at home. As I said before, care given predominantly in the outpatient setting. And we sort of, are we perpetuating this? It is a really, it's not a myth. There are many more treatments, and of course that means women are living longer and well with their disease. But we have to, in order to ensure they do that, we have to provide the care and the reality alongside that. Is that third, fourth, fifth cycle of chemotherapy actually going to be beneficial to a significant degree? And at that point, do we help women? Are we helping women by doing that? And I found the women in the study, it wasn't so much that it was the healthcare professionals dictating where they had their care, but the women were reluctant to access services associated with the end of life because they very much felt that that was for people who were dying and they weren't dying. So there was something between, I mean, I'm still thinking around this, there's something that's not happening at that point to help women cope.